Come on. Steady. Over to it right a bit.
I can't. I'm stuck. Oh,
Wendy, you daft bat. What'd you have to do that for?
I was stuck. I got my heels stuck.
What'd you have to do it in our heels in first place for?
We're not all Superman.
How are you getting on?
I'm giving up. I can't do outright for Mighty Mouse here.
Oh, but it's nearly there. Here, let me help.
Oh, I don't know why you didn't get Prim round to give you. He's always willing.
He's too willing. That's the trouble.
What do you mean, Mum? Has he been chancing his luck?
Never you mind.
Life in the old dog yet, is there? Well, you want to take advantage of it.
Oh, I've got enough cope with already, thank you. Oh, there. That should be about right.
It's still a bit of a tight fit with that settee. You should have let me take it upstairs with the armchairs.
We want some furniture in the front room, besides a bed and a commode.
You could have got rid of the settee and left the armchairs.
I might need the settee. I don't know yet.
Okay. If that's it, then I've got to pop out somewhere. I'll fill the car up with petrol.
Don't be late.
No, I promise I won't.
What he's got to go out for today, of all days? There's such a lot to do.
I don't know why you brought the double bed down. Single would have been easier.
Who's single? Yours?
Well, I could have slept in double.
And where am I supposed to sleep?
Yeah, well, where are you going to sleep?
Hello, Philip, are you there?
Hello, Mark.
Oh, Bernard, I didn't expect you.
I came round to see if you needed a hand to move into your new abode. Apparently you don't.
You've met Philip, then?
I've met Philip.
Hi, Mark. He said he were a mate of yours, so I let him in.
Yeah, that's right, he is.
OK, then. Well, I'm up to my ears in paint. Better get back to it.
Yeah.
See you in a bit, then?
Yeah, I'll be up in a bit.
You didn't tell me about Philip.
Didn't think it mattered. I'm renting him a room till I can move in.
Only until you move in?
Well, no, I suppose for as long as he wants.
Had you got this planned all along?
No. How could I? I only met him on holiday. And then with Dad and Mam wanting me to stay on. That's how I can manage the money. His rent.
And you didn't think it mattered to tell me?
No, not particularly. Why should it? It's my house.
It may be your house. But who put up the deposit?
You did, of course. And I'm grateful. And I'll pay you back when I can. But I can't see
what... Young Mark. You either know too damn much about the world, or nowhere near enough.
Oh, where's our Mark?
We'll be here. Your goody-goody son won't let you down.
And where's Cheryl? She said she was coming round to help you put a meal together. A little party, she said, for Dad's homecoming.
Oh, the baby machine will be here in her own good time.
Oh, but time's getting on.
Mother, will you sit down and stop worrying? You're getting a right pain in the neck these days. Nag, nag, nag. Worry, worry, worry. You never stop. You should hear yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry, Wendy. I seem to have that much on my mind. There's so much to do.
Well, give other people a chance to help.
That can't be Mark at the front door.
Mrs. Colclough.
Oh, hello, Bernard.
Bernard? Oh, God, my face. And where's my bloody shoes?
Sorry to call unannounced.
You better come in.
I don't want to disturb you. I know this is an important day for you. But do you think I could borrow Wendy for half an hour?
Well, we're a bit busy, with Ray coming home.
I've got a proposition I want to put to her about a job.
Oh, well, I'm sure. If it's about a job, Wendy?
Oh, hello, Bernard.
Come on, your mother's very kindly sparing you for half an hour for a quick drink.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, you do. Come on.
All right, if you insist. I promise I'll be back, Mum.
Oh, what could I say? I can't stand in her way, but now there's nobody here to help me.
Hi, Mum.
Cheryl! Oh, thank goodness.
Who were that just driving off?
You mean with our Wendy? It'd be Bernard.
Bernard? Right, none or he looked. Holding the door open for our Wendy and her getting in the car like Lady Muck. She ignored me, she did.
She probably never saw you.
Oh, she saw me all right, just chose to ignore me. And as for Bernard, if that's his suit, what is his pyjamas like?
He's a very nice man. He bought me some flowers.
Ooh, smarmy with it as well, is he? Anyway, I've abandoned husband and child in order to help Wendy with this meal, and now she's flaming well trotted off.
She'll be back. It's not gone for long.
Come on, ma'am, I've left the engine running. Time to fetch your heartthrob.
Oh, just a minute, Mark. Where's me handbag?
Come on, mustn't be late.
Oh, here. I'm ready.
Hiya, Cheryl. See you shortly.
Oh, hello and goodbye. Great. Well, Cheryl, grab a fag and see what's on telly.
Sorry to kidnap you like that.
Oh, that's all right, Bernard. I like the caveman approach.
I just had an idea and I wanted to put it to you immediately before I thought better of it.
Strike while the iron's hot.
It's about a job. A sort of job.
You mean working for you? For the Building Society? I've always fancied myself as one of them women that show people round posh houses.
No, sorry. It's not a full-time job. Just a one-off. For me, personally. I think you'd enjoy it and you wouldn't be out of pocket.
Go on, I'm listening.
It involves spending a weekend at a very exclusive hotel. Lots of free food and drink and...
You mean a dirty weekend? Oh, Bernard, I thought you'd never ask.
No, it wouldn't actually be a dirty weekend. It just look like a dirty weekend.
This is the daftest proposition I've ever had. It's usually the other way around.
It's a business conference for the firm, at a national level. The managing director likes his regional managers to bring their wives or preferably their girlfriends.
I'm beginning to see.
Well, the moral climate is such that a man who brings his mistress for a dirty weekend is looked on much more favourably than a bachelor who comes on his own. And I want to get on in the firm. So, will you do it?
I think I know every inch of this road. I've been on it that many times.
Nice scenery.
Funny to think I won't be coming on it again.
Don't speak too soon.
Ray Coldglove, don't you say things like that. Once I get you home, I'm not letting you out of my sight.
Well, you'll be hard-pressed then, Doug, when you want to go to the loo.
Oh, you know what I mean.
Hey, I'm still laughing at that male nurse when we come to put you in car. I thought he'd got you, and he thought I'd got you. And between us, we nearly dropped you in road. You should have seen his face.
Oh, we're too busy panicking.
It's a difficult twist, though, getting you in car, even if you have lost a bit of weight.
I didn't realise, Shug, till I saw you dressed, how much weight you have lost. Your clothes hang on you.
No, I've only lost me beer belly. Good riddance to that.
Well, we'll soon get you built up again, once we get you home. Hospital food's all right, but it's not the same.
I'm looking forward to a bit of home cooking. But don't forget, I've got to be on a diet. Heavier I am, the more there is to lift.
The more of you, the better, I say.
There's a funny smell.
Countryside, country smells, all these artificial fertilisers they spray on.
Yeah, if that's what the country smells like, give me the town any day. That Bernard come again, take our Wendy out. They're getting right thick, they are.
When were that?
While you were out. I think he's going to offer her a job, probably with his Building Society. Oh, it'd be nice if she could get fixed up with a steady job and a steady boyfriend all in one go.
Mother, Bernard's not good
at... what? I know he's not her usual type, and perhaps he's a bit old for her, but he's a real gentleman. You'll like him, Ray, when you meet him. He bought me a bunch of flowers.
I can see you've been getting quite a lot of attention one way and another while I've been away.
Yeah, but ma'am, Wendy and Bernard, it's not on. I wish you'd stop having these fantasies about our Wendy.
You're not jealous, are you?
Jealous?
I know he were your mate first, but, oh, I don't know. I've got a feeling about this. Our Wendy, she acts different when she's with him. It's been like a different person this last couple of weeks.
Really? That smell?
Oh, I know. It's still with us.
It's in the countryside. It's me. I've wet myself.
Ray Coldglove, you're like a baby wetting yourself.
Hi, Dad. I can see now. Your trousers are all wet. Anyone would think you'd had a skin full.
It's in a funny, lad. The thing is, I don't know when it's happened till it's too late.
But haven't they given you out to wear?
Yeah, of course they have. It's what they call a sheath catheter. It's like a johnny you put over your willy. And there's a pipe and a bag. It must have come off when you were getting me in the car.
You mean to say you've got to wear a johnny all day long?
I tell you, lad, it's in a funny. Find a lay-by and pull in. See if I can get it on again.
Are you going to cut that pork pie up or what?
Oh, hold your horses. I haven't finished buttering this bread yet. Anyhow, I thought you were meant to be putting some decorations on trifle.
Oh, God, I forgot. Glazed cherries. Here, do you want one?
Mmm, tar.
Hey, not so many. Leave a few for trifle.
Oh, it reminds me of when we were kids pinching glazed cherries.
You were a devil for pinching stuff. And I always got blame. Mum didn't think you were big enough to reach cupboards, so she smacked me.
Ah, well, you got your own back on me and smacked me when she weren't looking.
Well, first fur. She always spoiled you. Oh, Cheryl, they've spilt fag ash on this bread and butter.
Where?
You know Mum don't allow smoking in a kitchen. Now I know why.
Oh, give it here. I'll eat that piece with the rest of glazed cherries.
Oh, God, you're revolting.
Do you know what? You sound more like Mother every day. Must be that new fella you got.
What new fella?
Well, I know you get through him at a fair rate or not, but I didn't think you'd forgotten that fast. Him has kept you out till half an hour ago, so that's why we're rushing like mad now.
Oh, Bernard. Well, it's not exactly what you'd call. Incidentally, we were in Bulldog just now. I got told there's quite a drug scene in there.
Really? Why tell me?
Because, look, our Cheryl is...
Look, our Wendy. You mind your own business, now mind mine.
Oh, we're only trying to help. Bernard said
Bernard, him in his poncy suits. I didn't think a bloke like that were much in your line.
Funny thing is, he's the first bloke I've ever been with that's behaved like a gentleman. Treats me with proper respect.
I can't believe what I'm hearing.
I'll take these two into the front room.
Touchy with it as well.
Hey, they're here already. Oh, they're just getting out at car.
Well, it's all done, isn't it?
Apart from old Mother Hubbard and birthday cake. Where's she got to?
Oh, Gran will be here any minute. Buzz is probably late.
Okay, have you got them streamers and them party poppers?
Here we are. Anybody in?
Welcome home, Dad.
What's all this? When you said a meal, I never thought.
We wanted it to be just like when it were Mark's party, to put the clock back.
No, you can't do that, lass.
So we got exactly what we had then. Pork pie, pickles, sausage rolls, quiche, trifle, cherry bakewells and chocolate fingers. All our Mark's favourites.
No cake, though.
Oh, just a minute. Oh, I thought it was the back door. Yeah, it's our surprise spectacular. Ladies and gentlemen, Connie and the cake.
Yay! Mother, I didn't know you were here.
Surprise, surprise. Here's your cake.
Mother-in-law.
Hey, it's my birthday cake all over again. Yeah. And all candles.
Oh, it's lovely, ma'am.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mark. Happy birthday to you! Hey, happy
home. No, Doc. I'm supposed to be on this diet. There's hardly a thing here. I should be eating.
But they've gone to so much trouble. Oh, it won't hurt you. Just this once.
Happy homecoming, Dad.